48 hours after the accident, and the debris is clear. But Route 2 is still marred for 50 yards with white scrapes and heavy bands of black rubber that swoop toward the shoulder. Dozens of flags, planted in the grass, riffle in the wind, marking the space of the accident, which involved members of a motorcycle club for U.S. Marines. Everyone I talk to has some connection to the tragedy. They ride, they've crashed, they served, they knew the riders. Ronald Trucott from Groveton is on this road almost every day. As the Vietnam vet walks the length of the memorial scene, he takes pictures of the flags, though he's not sure why.
They're great. It's really great. Sorry. It was so hard to believe, you know. I have friends that I know in Groveton from the Marines and everything, you know, and they probably hurt him too.
Most of the cars that pass slow down, and most of the motorcycles pull to the side of the road. The riders dismount, stand, bewildered and unsure. Steve Marks rode up from Drake at Mass. As a senior member of the disavowed motorcycle club, he knew some of the people who died.
We've spent a lot of time with them in the Haverhill Bike Night. We were going to get together this year, but I can't even imagine how this happened. I'm in a state of shock. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense.
Frank Couture drove up on a Goldwing with his wife from Methuen, Mass. They've been driving through New Hampshire all day, all their favorite routes, but this was their destination.
I came all the way up here just to see this, just to show our respect. I would have rode for 10 hours if I had to come and see this. This is just so sad. You got to show your respect for what happened here. It's sad, dude. There's no need for this. Nobody should have to go through this.
The sky is blue. Mount Washington is close. A man kneels down beside a makeshift wooden cross that reads, R.I.P. Jarheads. For NHBR News, I'm Sean Hurley.